here's a story from The World.
The decades-long flight of young people from the countryside was just the start of a challenging search for the next generation of farmers in the U.S. The pandemic has made the situation even more acute. Many farm groups say immigration and worker visa reforms are their only hope to keeping the farms going. As The World's Daisy Contreras reports, they're pushing Congress to address the issue after years of failed promises.
Armin Ecker turns his phone camera toward a field with rows of green leaves. A tractor pulls into view.
So right now, this tractor is whipping sugar beets.
Eckert and his family are harvesting sugar beets in southern Idaho. It's a busy day for everyone on the farm because heavy rains have set them behind schedule. The sugar beets now have to be dug up from the mud. Eckert says he wouldn't be able to do it all if not for the migrant workers he employs each year, who arrive around March.
We have a few that will stay till up to the 15th of November to get our fall field work done. But once that's done, they'll go home, even if it's before them. They want to go home. It's been a long year for them. They worked hard.
Most of the workers come from Mexico on what's known as H-2A visas. It's a seasonal guest worker program for ag work in the U.S. For decades, Eckert says he hasn't been able to find local workers to fill the jobs.
I don't know what we would do if we didn't have the H-2A program. There's just no one out there that wants to do that kind of work, regardless of the wage.
Other farmers are facing a similar struggle. Allison Crittenden is with the American Farm Bureau Federation, a group representing farmers. She says the pandemic has worsened the worker shortage, and more farms are applying to hire foreign workers.
Just 10 years ago, there were, you know, somewhere around 60,000 H-2A certifications, H-2A workers coming into this country. And now for this year, we're on track to exceed 300,000 for the very first time.
Many farm groups are asking lawmakers to expand the guest worker program so that it now includes non-seasonal work. That is, farm work that happens year-round, like work at dairy and mushroom farms. Rick Narabout with the Idaho Dairymen's Association says most of the dairy industry want immigration reform on top of access to the guest worker program. A lot of workers without H-2A visas are undocumented.
These are individuals typically that have worked a number of years with our dairy producers, and so they're long-term employees. You know, they're doing a great job for us. They've helped us build the industry that we have today, and we want to keep them around.
Lawmakers in Congress are considering legalizing those workers. Also under consideration is making the program affordable. Many farmers who depend on seasonal labor say it's expensive, since they're required to provide workers housing and transportation. But there are workers' rights groups worried about what could happen if the program grows. Bruce Goldstein with Farm Worker Justice, a national nonprofit, says workers are often already vulnerable to exploitation because they're tied to one employer per season.
All too often, they're not paid what they're told they're going to be paid. But if they complain, they risk being fired and deported. So they generally don't complain, and they keep working, and then they go home at the end of the season.
That's what happened to Maritza Perez from Mexico. She worked with an H-2A visa on a farm in Alabama. She says she faced gender discrimination, wage theft, and unsafe working conditions while picking cucumbers and squash during extremely hot and rainy days. Our boss wouldn't give us rain boots when the fields were soaked, she says. And on top of that, not many women get H-2A visas, Perez says. And when they do, they typically earn less than men for the same work. She says her boss, who was hired by the rancher to recruit and oversee about 70 migrant workers, would pocket a lot of their money. Perez complained and was fired. She says she wants workers to be treated with respect. If lawmakers want to make changes to the program to benefit employers, Perez says, they also need to make it safe and fair for workers, especially women. It's a win-win situation, she says. For The World, I'm Daisy Contreras.
From PR.